Why didn't they make him die more slowly? One by one, people returned to their homes, leaving me standing there alone, staring at the corpse. My mind plays back images of my parents' and sisters' murders. Again, my heart tears open as I stand there and wonder how they died. Quickly, I push the sadness away. The slumped-over corpse reminds me of Pity in her mother's arms. Pity's head bled in much the same way. His death will not bring any of them back. The crowd is gone, except for 10 of us kids waiting to see what the adults will do with the body. 3 men eventually approach the body and cut loose his legs and hands. As they loosen the rope around the chest, the corpse tumbles off the chair and lands in the dirt. One man tightly wraps the rope 3 times around the corpse's chest. Holding the end of the rope, the 3 men drag the body away, leaving behind a trail of blood in the dusty road. I follow along with the other children. The men haul the body to a well and stop in front of it. 4 feet in diameter, the round concrete wall sticks 2 feet out of the ground. The once white concrete is gray with mold, the short grass around it brown and shriveled. Turning to us, they yell, "What are you kids following us for? Go home! Get away from here! There is nothing to see!" I am not convinced, and stand firm with the other children. Turning their backs to us, they bend and lift the dusty corpse off the ground and drop it into the well. I hear a big splash and a thud when it lands. Each man then wipes his bloody hands on the grass, picks up a handful of dirt, and rubs his palms together to clean off the blood. Finally, they leave together. The other children and I look at each other. The smell coming from the well is horrible. Pinching my nose and covering my mouth, I walk up to it and peer in. The smell is so putrid, it makes my eyes water. It takes a few seconds for my eyes to adjust to the darkness of the well. Then slowly, 30 feet below, I make out the shape of human figures floating on top of the water. What my eyes cannot see, my mind makes up for, and I picture dark, dead faces staring up at me. The hair stands up on my arms and legs as I run away. "Don't fall in! The smell will never wash away!" I yell to the other kids.
This is the end of the CD. The audiobook continues on the next CD.